All right, back now with St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. And, Coach, congratulations. A good win for you guys on Friday night.
Thanks for having me on, Rick. Yeah, it was. It was very businesslike. It was a long bus ride out there. It took us a while to get out there, almost 2 hours.
But yeah.
Worth the trip. I thought our guys were focused, and we had a really good performance.
All right, 48-12 over St. John's of Shrewsbury. And according to what I could read and find here, special teams were absolutely outstanding on Friday night.
Yeah, it's kind of been a theme. This is seven games in a row now that we've had at least one return touchdown in a game, which I've never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're in double-digit return touchdowns between the punt return and kick return game. So, you know, it's something we work very hard on. But just to see it happen in games the way it has this year has been, it's unique to watch.
Coach, tell me a little bit about Jonell, if you would, please, because, you know, we saw the accolades that he's gotten. But as a coach, looking at him as a football player, tell me what he's like and what you see.
He's blessed. He's got a lot of God-given ability. He's the most explosive player I've seen physically at this level in my time. He's the way he moves on a football field, he's just, some people are born a certain way. That's the best way to describe him.
Mm-hmm.
He's an extremely physical player. His tackling ability is, I've never seen somebody at this level tackle as violently as he does, but, you know, within the rules,
mm-hmm.
with great force, and he plays with great force and speed, and, you know, and he's a hard worker, too. I mean, he's at practice every day working his butt off like everybody else, and there's no secret sauce, per se. He's blessed, and, mm-hmm. and football's really important to him.
Well, this is a kind of a weird question, but when you have someone, a young man like that, are you able to, I don't know if coach him up is the right word, a little bit more than the other kids, or is it just within the system and he is able to take things to whatever level he goes to on his own?
Yeah, I mean, you coach him within the system, but there's just certain things we can do with him that we know
mm-hmm.
he's displayed that you can't do with certain other guys. And that's kind of a, it's more unspoken. I mean, it's he and I maybe having a conversation, or myself and the defensive coordinator having a conversation on what we can do with him, and he just gets it. He understands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, from his safety position, he can have a real impact in certain things and certain plays that maybe, you know, a good safety at this level might not be able to do, because he's elite. He's special.
Well, I know every now and then teaching math, I'd get someone analogous to that, and it's sort of like he or she can kind of go off on their own, and they can investigate things on their own. So it's great to have that kind of talent, but also the fact, you know, he's a great teammate. And where are you, Coach, right now in terms of how pleased you are with certain aspects of your team? Because, you know, big week coming up, but and I know that you always talk about things you have to work on, but what are you most pleased with?
Just the general demeanor of the team and the group as a whole, in terms of just how they work. They just put their head down and go to work. I just left the weight room at 7 this morning,
mm-hmm.
you know, with 75 guys in there, which is our travel varsity roster, just doing what they do, getting up at 6 a.m. and working out Monday, Wednesday, and then we work out on Saturdays, too, and then they go practice. They just work. They roll up the sleeves. They don't ask questions. They just do it.
Wow.
that's a great sight to see, and it's a great feeling to have as a coach with your program. We're a very healthy program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if we're the best team in the state. We're going to find out in the next couple of weeks, but it's a really healthy program, and the kids work really, really hard.
That's outstanding, and I want to get to preparation here in a second, but again, off topic a little bit, do you ever get to watch videos of your former players in college?
I don't see videos. I follow them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, box scores and how their teams are doing.
Okay.
I don't really see a lot of videos, and obviously we're playing Friday nights and Saturdays.
Right.
Kind of coincides with college football, but I'm always keeping up with them.
Cool. Okay, Coach, as we talk, the pairings aren't out yet, and they will be out very soon. So let's go general. What is the general attitude, preparation, and so on in this system? We've had this system for a couple of years now with the MIAA power rankings. And what traditionally have you and your coaches done with the kids?
Business as usual. The goal here and the standards here that we set for ourselves, there really is one goal in mind. So the this is just the next step in the process. The unknown piece for the first round is unique. I don't understand why we can't know on Sunday. It makes no
sense. I know, right?
I mean, I have some theories, but none of them matter. it would be nice to know, but we're going to approach it. We're going to practice today, and whoever our opponent is our opponent. And, we often, no matter who we play, turn the focus inward to ourselves and try to make it about let's be the best version of us and then go from there. So that process won't change.
Okay, final question. Where did you? I hear this expression many times from you. It doesn't matter because distractions have their way of taking tolls on one's psyche, and you get angry, or you get upset, or you get down as a human being. But where did you get that attitude from yourself? Because you know you're able to impart that to your team as well. Sort of like I guess with hockey goaltenders. You know, okay, forget about it. Let's go to the next one.
I think just throughout my career. I mean, having played as long as I did and having experienced the things that I experienced, there's a lot of ups and downs in a football season, in a football career. And the bottom line is, it doesn't matter. On to the next. You got to move on. And I think that's one of the things that I love working with these kids is they adopt that as their own mentality. And we kind of talk about it, and they do a great job of it. It's what's done is done, and what's out of your control is out of your control. Control what you can, and we work really hard on that. It's hard to be that disciplined, especially at their age, but they do a great job of it, and I believe in it. You know, when you're a backup quarterback in the NFL, you want to play, and you think that you could play, but you know what? You're not right now, so do the best you can in the situation you are and prepare yourself to be ready, you know, should that time come. You know, I live that life, so... I think it's just my experience, having been through what I've been through. And there's a bigger, you know, I had a talk with him last week after the BC High game. A lot of people, like a lot of outside noise about, wow, you didn't play great.
And, yeah, that was weird,
You know, we're not a professional football team. We're a high school football team that won a game by 3 touchdowns. And, you know, we're answering questions of like, you know, what happened this week? Like, we're the Patriots or something. So, and I just talked to the kids. I said, none of that stuff matters. What matters is you did enough to win the game. Was it perfect? No. Are we in the position we need to be? Yes. So let's continue on that track and just kind of control what we can. But I also wanted to impress upon them, and I meant this very sincerely. We had a very long talk on Monday, that I just want us to maximize our time together as a group because we're running out of time. Football season goes so fast. And you only have so many weeks together. And I just want them and I want my staff to be able to maximize the amount of time we have together because it's special and we all look forward to it. And I think the kids really took that to heart.
They, I'm sure they did. And you know what? The further away they get from this as they go through life, the better that's going to mean to them. The more it's going to mean to them, they're going to remember that. So it's a lesson for me, Coach. I'm working on that. It doesn't matter. I'm working on it. So thanks for bringing that up every week.
We all are.
Hey, Brian, good luck this week. We'll talk soon.
All right, thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Coach. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye. That is St. John's Prep High School football coach, Brian St. Pierre. And I learn something from him every week. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.